Hello, my dear friends. My name is Natalia. My middle name is Nikolaevna. My last name is Yanovich. I have two motherlands. I was born in Moldova, a small country in Eastern Europe, in 1975, March 17th, at Patrick's Day. My childhood was different. Mostly of summers, I worked hard with my grandfather at his country farm. Working at the farm was very challenging. We grew our own food. We maintained a huge garden utilizing fruits and vegetables. Also raise animals such as pigs and chickens. Sundays were only my day off. On those days, I could socialize with other kids from neighborhood. My grandfather was a priest assistant and very strict. He prohibited watching TV and listen music. Only, I couldn't read books. I felt like a prisoner. But now I'm so thankful that this experience built a strong work ethic in myself. I graduated from University of Moldova with major in accounting and audit, and in a couple years I got a new degree in international business. I speak several languages: French, Russian, Romanian, some Italian, Belarusian, some Polish, and it helps me a lot when I moved to the United States 5 years ago. My mother was a doctor and my dad was an engineer. Maybe you think that I were a rich family, but we were not, because doctors and engineers are not paid well in Eastern Europe. I'm oldest of three children, and my primary responsibilities were running a home, cooking, cleaning, gardening, and raising of my siblings, who were born 9+ years after me. Moldova is located between Ukraine and Romania. It's a very, very small country that has only 3 million population. The size of this country is 1/4 of size of New York City. Another my motherland is Belarus, where I married and where were my two oldest sons. At the age of 21, I moved to Belarus with $0 in my pocket. I trusted myself that I could make it in a larger city with more opportunities. I lived for 17 years in capital of Belarus, Minsk. I married and I had two boys. Soon, I built a strong career in banking. But I decided to move to the United States to give to my boys a better future. In the free country, where are open more opportunities for people. Unfortunately, in Eastern Europe, it's very hard to find a job. An average of salary, for example, in Moldova, it's $200 per month. Can you imagine how it's possible to live? One day, I decided to enter the lottery for moving to the United States. I did not expect to win, but I won a green card. I was so excited when I received an envelope with invitation to interview. And in 2 years, we moved to Pittsburgh. Here I got, in 2014, my first job at Bank of New York Mellon, where very soon I built a very successful career. Now I'm a quality control finance officer. And I want to say that all that I planned and all my dreams came true, because I believe on it. When I moved to the United States, I was very scared. It's hard to move to another location, to another country, with totally other culture. I spoke no English, you know, only French, Romanian, Russian, but no English. And I did not know how I will find a job. I had executive MBA to bachelor's degree, but I decided to go to CCC College to take some English classes. And soon I was invited to a job interview, and I passed it very successfully. That made me so, so glad. And 5 years later, I have a good job. I have my own house. I have 3 happy kids. And I see my oldest kids following my path. Life has not been easy, but we are finding our way for sure. In comparison with United States life and Eastern Europe life, I want to say that here for people, if you work hard at school, if you take a good education, for sure, you will achieve your goals.